All this week on The Conversation, we're looking into the issue of coffee theft on Hawaii Island. Yesterday, we spoke to Adria McLish, a South Kona farmer who's on the verge of going out of business after having thousands of pounds of raw coffee stolen right off her trees.
We go out there to pick coffee. The next day, it's gone. Gone. Branches on the ground, coffee on the ground, because they were out there in the middle of the night picking it. My mom just wants to give up.
To get a better sense of how serious a problem theft is for the Kona coffee industry, we called Roger Kaivi, president of the Kona Coffee Council. He's a grower and processor of coffee and told Conversation producer Ryan Finity about the economics of growing coffee and the history of coffee theft in Kona.
Pre-1980, ag theft was at a bare minimum. And if there was ag theft, it was usually a family member, usually with an alcohol or drug problem. As I told you before, those folks would leave their coffee on the side of the road and on actually Mamalohoa Highway. So we could stop virtually in the middle of the road, load up 5, 10, 50 bags at times, take that back to the mill. Of course, each bag is marked with their farm number. We'll just use 111, for instance, so we can identify them and get them paid correctly. As time progressed, of course, outside thievery started to happen more and more often. So folks kept it closer to their homes, maybe next to their garage or behind lock and key. In the late 90s, you started to have the vertically integrated farmers. So folks who, you know, small people who processed their own and sold it on the websites, and they did okay. Today's market, it's pretty competitive. There's not as many processors, but the prices are much, much higher. So in the pre-1980 prices I was telling you about, coffee cherry was about 65 to 70 cents a pound. And I would say in 1996, it reached a dollar, and I think in 1997, I think it was $1.72, which is a record high. Well, nowadays, with the advent of or the introduction of CBB, farmers, it's like $2,500 an acre additional just to farm. So
that's
if we're not
coffee
paying
berry borer beetle.
In that $2 a pound range, farmers can't make it. That was one of my first things, too, because not only am I a processor, I have 20 acres of coffee myself. I know the numbers. And if it's below $1.85, it doesn't make any sense.
So do you think the high price of coffee right now is partially driving the recent uptick in theft?
Absolutely. I mean, well, high prices and easy places to sell it. Now, you and I are, neither one of us are criminals, so we can't identify those places, but there's obviously some place that is taking this coffee. As you know, with crime, nobody will steal anything if they can't sell it.
So my understanding, Roger, is that there's some legal documentation that includes, the identity of the buyer and the seller, tax information, all of that stuff that is required to be presented when there's a transfer from a producer to a processor. Is that correct?
That is correct. I don't have the HRS standard, and I actually think it went into effect about 6 or 7 years ago. But they do require a form. It's similar to an affidavit, or maybe even an affidavit. It's called a C6 form. It lists the buyer and seller's names, the commodity, the estimated pounds of commodity. And for instance, if you were my nephew or my son, it has a spot for you if you were transporting that for me. Now, that's not just for coffee. That's for any agricultural commodity because not just coffee is being stolen every day.
What other crops are commonly stolen?
So in South Kona area, macadamia nuts, avocados. In Kau, there's a lot of oranges being stolen. And you get lychee on the Hilo side. And pineapple, of course, in Oahu. That's what I think the bill was originated for, was those other larger crops, because it's easier for somebody to steal 300 pounds of avocados in a broad daylight. 300 pounds of coffee, it would take you 8 to 12 hours if you were fast to pick it. Or avocados, you can do it in 2 hours.
So it would seem, though, that the C6 form is not really effective at preventing stolen coffee from being moved.
I disagree. I think it's effective. However, it's not enforced. So nothing can be enforced if it's not effective. You know, it was speed limits without signs and without police officers giving tickets are just speed limits.
Who's responsible for enforcing those laws?
That would be the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, as well as, you know, that's also local police, too, because it does fall under the same jurisdiction.
So, Roger, most of the farmers in your area are pretty small. They don't have that many acres, and their profit margins are pretty small. I want to play a clip from the farmer who brought this story to our attention. Her name's Adria McClish. She owns and operates the Wild Mat Coffee Company in South Kona, and she's been experiencing a lot of theft recently, and this is what she had to say about it.
My mom just wants to give up. You know, it's not even worth going out there and picking coffee. We took in 35 pounds for a day's pick. That's nothing.
What would be a normal day's pick?
At least 100 pounds.
So, Roger, is this farm pretty representative of the ones that your organization represents? And how devastating is this type of theft to farms of that size?
Well, yes, it is, first and foremost. And it's extremely devastating. You know, so she's just taken two-thirds of her living off the table with that. And my heart goes out to her. You know, I hope and pray that she's got good neighbors so that they can start a watch program so they can take care of one another.
Adria told us she has reported it to the police, and she had nothing bad to say about the police, but it just seems like there's not a whole lot they can do without some solid evidence, which is really hard to get. How common is this type of theft amongst the farms you represent?
It's fairly common, I would say, in the small farms in the rural areas. You know, maybe one out of 10 sees this once a year. But, you know, for the police officer's perspective, I mean, we've only got two or three police officers on duty at a time for South Kona, all of South Kona.
So really impractical for a spread out, mostly rural area for the police to really respond to these types of
very
incidents.
Very difficult. And again, us as taxpayers, that's where we need to stand up to our local legislators, Department of Agriculture, police, to ask our prosecutors for help and get some funding.
And the county prosecutor's office does have someone whose sole responsibility is agriculture theft. Have you had any kind of interactions with that office?
I helped Mitch kind of start that process. His office started the process. I weighed in with my information, my two cents. Mitch has always been a good friend of the coffee farmers, and I think once we can get this person or persons that have started this job, get their feet wet and letting them learn the industry, I think it'll be extremely helpful.
So a reason to be optimistic if you're a farmer experiencing some problems.
Absolutely. So in the past, for instance, and this happened often, we'd get a phone call from the police department. Hi, this is Officer so-and-so. There was a brown truck, Toyota truck, left scene, South Kona, about an hour ago with three bags of stolen coffee. Could you be, you know, that kind of thing. And it was easy. People showed up. One of us slipped away. We called the police while the other one kept them busy, maybe filling out a form, and they got arrested. I wish it was every time, but one out of whatever is better than none, right?
All right. Roger Kaivi, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet.
Roger Kaivi is president of the Kona Coffee Council and a small coffee farmer himself. Tomorrow on The Conversation, we'll be speaking with Hawaii County Prosecuting Attorney Mitch Roth and Shane Muramaru, the county's agriculture crimes investigator. They'll tell us about their strategy of deterrence to prevent agriculture theft on Hawaii Island.